The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Democratic Rules Committee met over the weekend and chose to seat the contested Florida and Michigan delegates, but to give each of the seated delegates only half a vote. That raised the magic number to 2,118 needed to win, with Barack Obama still ahead. And then Puerto Rico, which can't even vote for president, decided the best candidate not to be allowed to vote for would be Hillary Clinton.
Te quiero, Puerto Rico.
More after this. The Democrats finally settled the matter of seating their Florida and Michigan delegates in a meeting that was broadcast live so that everybody would understand exactly what was going on.
A candidate who followed the ruling of the Rules Committee should be allowed the opportunity for delegate slating and candidate right of approval for the candidate's delegates if the delegates are in fact reinstated.
That was Obama supporter Robert Wexler explaining, I believe, how to achieve a soft landing on Mars, which is clearly easier to do than convincing Hillary Clinton to quit. The latest graceful exit scenario is to offer her the position of Secretary of Health so she can push Barack Obama's health care reforms. But if she finds that tempting, she certainly wasn't letting on.
More people have voted for us than for any candidate in the history of presidential primaries.
For his part, Senator Obama was still Mr. Nice Guy.
Whatever differences Senator Clinton and I may have, those differences pale in comparison.
He's expected to deliver his mission accomplished speech on Tuesday. But Hillary Clinton, with her eyes on the Denver convention, noted that even superdelegates who've declared for Obama can change their minds.
The decision will fall on the shoulders of those leaders in our party, empowered by the rules to vote at the Democratic convention.
And I'm sure that'll be a transparent process.
The delegate slating and candidate approval provisions of the non-compliant delegate selection plans of both Michigan and Florida.
You know, this may be one of those times when it's not over when it's over. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, June 2nd, 2008.